Create Art Podcast. Project: National Novel Writing Month and National Podcast Post Month. Hello, friend, and welcome to Create Art Podcast, where I help you tame your inner critic and create more than you consume. I'm Timothy Kim O'Brien, your head instigator with over 20 years in arts and education. Now, how do I do this? Well, I provide you with commentary, interviews, discussions, and projects that will inspire you to create art. Now, this month, November of 2021, I will be podcasting daily and writing a novel all within that 30 days. I'm participating in NAPODPOMO, which is National Podcast Post Month, and NaNoWriMo. I did this last year. I want to do it again this year. And you will find all the episodes right here at createartpodcast.com. Now, you'll be able to listen and read along to what I wrote for the day. I do like to practice what I preach when it comes to art, so I'm challenging myself again this year to write and have you come along for the ride. It's my hope that this inspires you to accomplish your goals with your art. And if you'd like to share what you're doing, feel free to email me, Timothy@createartpodcast.com. So let's get this show on the road. All right, we are back doing the NaNoWriMo and the NAPODPOMO for 2021. Now, I'm going to be continuing on with a story that I started last year, and I got to 50,000 words. It's called Shared Diary. And if you want to catch up with what I'm doing with it, then you can go to createartpodcast.com. Then you clicked on the menu there for podcast episodes, and then you open up NaNoWriMo, NAPODPOMO 21, and you'll see all these new episodes for the continuation of the story. Now, our daily goal is 1,667 words, for a final goal on November 30th being 50,000 words. And today, my count was 1,680 words. And let me tell you, I'm picking it up a year after I put it down. So things are going to be a little rough, but that's okay. We're going to get through this together, and it's going to be a fantastic story. So here we go. Carl woke up at 6:30 a.m., later than he usually did, and not refreshed, as usual. On the TV was the music channel. Grover Brecht was playing in the background. "Thought I told you to stop fucking with me," said Carl to the TV. He quickly changed the station to another jazz channel. The sun was just rising above the horizon, and Carl got up with a stiff neck from sleeping on the couch again. He headed right for the kitchen, where he pressed the brew button on his coffee maker. Soon the usual sounds of gurgling from the heated water started to go. Today, he reminded himself, they were going over to Nate's and let the kids play a while the adults figured out what to do about the issue of Myra. He wasn't looking forward to having a vegan enforced day, as his older brother and their family only served vegan food. So Nate went through the fridge to see what he could cook up quickly for everyone. Yesterday they had cheese omelets, so today needed to be something different. He saw the breakfast sausage and some hash browns. He also pulled out some peppers and onions to make breakfast. He tried to be as quiet as possible to let Cheryl and Myra sleep in. Pulling out the skillet and nonstick spray, he turned on the stove and sprayed down the skillet. His coffee was just about done, and he opened the cabinet with all of his assorted coffee mugs and poured himself a cup. As the skillet warmed up, he drank the coffee and let its magic powers refresh him for the day ahead. He could hear Cheryl from his bedroom, soon to be their bedroom, he thought to himself, and he pulled out another mug for her, as well as milk and sugar, as he knew she didn't drink her coffee black. He methodically pulled out three plates and three forks, and he was surprised at how automatic this felt to him. All the changes had just been a couple of days old, and now his body's muscle memory, just seemed to kick in. The smell of sausage filled the room as it replaced the coffee aroma. That's when Cheryl came out of the bedroom and headed straight for the coffee. I'd ask you how you slept, but I'm pretty sure I know you well enough to answer that myself, whispered Cheryl as she poured her first cup. She drizzled in some milk into her mug and filled the spoon with sugar and quietly stirred her coffee, making sure not to bang the sides. Well, I hope you got some sleep in last night. One of us needs to be on their A game, replied Carl as he flipped the sausages and dropped the hash browns into the skillet. He started up dicing the peppers and the onions as the rest of the food began to cook. Yeah, that bet of yours will work. I think I got enough sleep to be the face of this group today. So, Nate's today. How do we introduce me? Asked Cheryl. Well, I haven't thought that far ahead yet. I mean, from what we've been talking about, I don't think fiancé would be right just yet. Nate's wife will probably want to interrogate you to make sure that you aren't trying to steal my estate. She's harmless, but overprotective, replied Carl. I kind of expected someone would do that eventually, seeing that Nate is a lawyer and we've already met with his custody expert. Let's just say we're friends for right now and go with that. Keep it nice and easy. Do you think Nate talked with his wife at all about what happened, asked Cheryl? Oh, most definitely. Carmine would want to know everything before you stepped foot into her house and met her kids. My worry is Myra is going to remember or say... My worry is what Myra is going to remember or say at Nate's. If she starts up with the whole thing being adopted a year ago, Carmine might freak out a little bit. And I'm pretty sure Nate will let her know so she's not blindsided. I just don't know which Myra we'll see this morning, replied Carl. One other thing I was hoping we could talk about, and that's getting to Nate's. I'm going to be covering an evening shift, so I may need to jet out before you're ready to go. Would you mind if I followed you two out there and then left when I needed to, asked Cheryl? That's not going to be a problem. How about you take Myra to Nate's house, and then she can ride with me back here, replied Carl. Yeah, I think that'll work, and if Carmine gets a little too much for me to take, I have an excuse to run away, laughed Cheryl. I just had a thought. Having a kid is a great way to get out of family functions. I can always say that she needs to do some homework or isn't feeling well, and no one would suggest that I stay over. I think this being a father thing is going to look good on me, said Carl. Well, fathers are very attractive. At least to me they are, replied Cheryl. That works if we're going to be a couple. I'm not sure how long I'll be attractive with all my brain stuff going on, joked Carl. Hey, let's not joke about that. Knowing you have something like that going on really creeps me out a bit, since I'm basically going into this knowing that you won't be there to raise Myra with me, regardless of the curse, solemnly replied Cheryl. I'm sorry, that's how I cope with this stuff. I just make light of it and figure that one day I won't be here anymore, so I find a way to laugh about it. It helps keep the tears from flowing, replied Carl. For the rest of us, it's not that easy knowing that one day you won't be here. So until that happens, please don't joke around about your condition, replied Cheryl. With that, they both became quiet and lost in their thoughts. Carl plated the food, and both he and Cheryl heard Myra waking as she headed to the bathroom. Cheryl poured Myra a glass of chocolate milk that they had bought during yesterday's shopping trip and put the plates and silverware on the dining room table. They heard the water running, and within a few minutes later, the toilet flushed. Again, the water ran, and Myra came out of the bathroom with a groggy look in her eyes. How'd you sleep, Myra? Are you ready to have a fun day? Asked Cheryl in a happy tone. I slept so good I almost forgot where I was when I woke up, said Myra. Well, have some breakfast sausage and hash browns, mixed with green peppers and onions for you. And for you, some chocolate milk to wash it down. I was thinking we could get over to Nate's house at about 10 this morning if you're feeling up to it, said Carl. Myra sat at the table, and Cheryl took a seat next to her and took a drink of coffee. Carl grabbed his coffee and sat down on the other side of Myra. They all began to eat silently for some time. It felt like an eternity for Carl. He didn't know what to say first. So, Nate and Carmine are vegans. Do you know what that means? Asked Cheryl. Yeah, they don't eat meat, sleepily replied Myra. That's right. So this is all the meat you'll be getting today until dinner time. You and I will go in my car. We'll come back in my car because you and I will go in my car because I have a shift later today. But Carl will make sure you both get home in time for dinner. Are you okay with that? Asked Cheryl. That works for me, said Myra. Now, Nate has two kids. Seth is 12 and Rachel is 14. I know they'll be excited to meet you, and they have a large lot, about 5 acres, so you have plenty of room to run around and have fun. And Nate's wife, Carmine, makes fantastic food and does a bunch of crafts, so she may be able to have something for you to do while you're out there. How does that sound? Asked Carl. Really exciting. I can't wait to get there. What should I wear? Asked Myra. Well, probably clothes that can get dirty because they live out in the country. I'm wearing a t-shirt and jeans. This is nothing formal, just going out there to get some fresh air and also some fun, replied Carl. They all finished up their breakfast, and Carl collected the empty plates and silverware and started to put them into the sink. Myra and Cheryl went to the bedrooms to change, and Carl began washing the morning dishes. So, what a family is supposed to feel like. I think I can get used to this, thought Carl. He had a smile on his face and was feeling upbeat as he cleaned the dishes. His phone buzzed and took it out to look at it. He read the text message that Nate sent him and said, "How are things this morning?" Carl replied back, "Everything seems to be okay. We should be there at about 10. Cheryl and Myra are driving together because Cheryl has a shift in the afternoon." Nate responded, "Okay. I'll let the kids and Carmine know what was going on, and Vince may drop by with some information while you guys are here. Angela's coming by about 1 p.m. as well with some paperwork and information for you to fill out. Looks like you're going to be a father," Carl replied back. "Sounds good. See you in a few hours." After that last exchange of text, Carl put his phone back in his pocket and finished washing the dishes. Okay, so thank you so much for listening to today's installment of Shared Diary. If you like what you heard, you can go to the website, createartpodcast.com. You can go to this post and leave me some comments and let me know what you liked and what you didn't like. I would suggest reading through last year's work first to know who Carl is and who Myra is. And who Cheryl is, and who all these people are, that would probably help. So again, we'll see you tomorrow. And I just wanted to let you all know, too, that sometimes I might miss a day or two in this month. Sundays are the days that I usually catch up if I miss any days during the week. So make sure that you're subscribed and following whatever podcast app you're using. And I want to thank you for listening in and reading this story that I'm writing eventually will be for you. Have a great day. And this is a Gagglepod East Studios production. Gagglepod, where we've been helping creatives tell their story with podcasting since 2017. Take a look at gagglepod.com and you'll see all of our network shows. All of them are designed to help you podcast. See you next time.